Asura Bateves or Asura Bateves. Last year, who remembers what I said? What the Chassam Sofer says about Asura Bateves? I don't know how he knows. I don't know if it's based on a medrash or just the Chassam Sofer was. Chassam Sofer said that the gzera of the Churban was nigmar, stamped on Asura Bateves. That's when it was Uga Paskin, that there would be a Churban 3 years hence on Tisha. No, not even 3 years hence. It was on Asura Bateves on the third year that there was a psak that the Churban would happen.
The second bias?
What?
The second bias? What's based on Migdal? I think the first.
The first. Okay, we'll learn Shema. Okay, we're learning Shmaitza, and he's going through the first parak in Ksubis, the end of the first parak, with all of its dinim, and he's going to use these dinim because it has to do with Sveksveig and Bari and Cheskos Kashrus and all these things. So, we're going to start with the Kosov HaRambam at the end of Parak Yudalid. The end of Parak Yudalid. The Kosov HaRambam, you have it? The Kosov HaRambam. Now already it's mamish meat and potatoes. The Zelashon of Pnuya Shazinsa. This is the Rambam Paschal Zagrabi Gamliel. Pnuya Shazinsa of Omra Bein Zeb and Plainihu. Okay, so the Rambam puts down the case that she says who the father is. She names the father. So we're not, she's obviously not Mammon that he should be Yorish to father. Why should she have an emunah to say that it's this kid's father that he should be Yorish of? That's Nagia Momonis. Why should she have an emunah? She also has no emunah if the kid hits the father. Not Chayef Misa. She has no emunah to say it's the father. Lagabe Hakos and Kilalas of. So, what is it, Nagia? And also Ploni Kosher. Aria Ben Kosher, meaning he's not a mamza. Because otherwise he's a shtuki, and a shtuki is also mid rabbon and lovely bakal. It's a psul. So a yuchsin, it's one of the yuchsin. Shtuki is also lovely bakal. Safik mamzer mid rabbon, of course. Okay, says the Rambam, him also ploni mamzer. So in effect, she's saying the kids are mamzer. It's going to be a suffix. It's going to be a shtuki. A shtuki, by the way, can't marry anybody because he's a suffix mamzer. Midrabanan, he's also to marry a mamzeris, and he's also to marry a Yisraelis.
What about another shtuki?
Also not, because one could be and one can't. Maybe he is and he's not.
Why can't she believe to say the guy's a mamzer?
There's no nemonis. There's no nemonis to pass with him lovely bukol. She does not have a nemonis to pass with him lovely bukol. Hello?
The son?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but you go for therapeutic reasons, I think. You don't go to enjoy yourself. No. You're allowed to go. If you go for therapeutic reasons, you can go. If you go for therapeutic reasons, you can go. Okay, bye. My wife, she can go swimming today. She goes swimming. Okay. So he's not Nemut to say the mamza. Why should she be Nemut? Chazal believed her. Chazal believed her to say he's kosher, to take him out of the gather of the shtuki, because the whole shtuki is only midrabbanan. But to go make him worse and to say he's a mamzer, so she doesn't have nemonis. There's a special nemonis you learn now from a pasuk that a father has a nemonis to say a kid's a mamzer. The irony of that is that when he's saying he's a mamzer, he's saying he's not the father. That's the irony of the Xeris HaKosov. It's learned out from the word Yakir, in the parsha of Bechorah, Yakir. That's how it's known. The din is known as the din of Yakir, that a father could say to kids or moms.
The irony, I don't understand the irony is that how that works. In other words, if he's not the father, then he doesn't have the right.
Right. So
he says the kids are moms because he's the father. But now the kids are moms, or he's not.
You
the
learn
father,
it out from the pasuk, because the pasuk says he could say who the bechor is.
Well, he could be the father, and the kid could be a mom.
Yeah, he could. But I'm saying the irony is that even if he says he's not the father,
he's still even in the that father case. To say
no. It's learned out from a pasuk. It's learned out from Yakir that the father can say who the bechor is. So the Gemara explains that the limud is that sometimes saying who the bechor is entails saying someone else is a mamza. In other words, he's the second kid, and he says he's the bechor. So the first kid's a mamza. So you're right. I mean, so how do you say over the din? I would say it over this way, that someone who was huchsuk to be the father is neman. Someone who's becheskas the father.
So he's still neman, even if retroactively we see he wasn't the father. Not that we say, well, he wasn't the father, so he never had
he's
a right
saying
to say
he's not the father. That's the irony. It's like an ironic din. And he can marry a mamzeris. We let him go marry a mam, not the father, the kid. We let the kid marry a mamzeris. Anyway, she's not neman. The time of the neman is lahachshav loy lifsol. Because of Rav Magid Shom, the Magid Mishnah says, "V'nei she'inu ishan emenus l'sol elo o'bilvat." The father has exerus hakosov that he's neman to puzzle the kid because of the din of Yakir. But the mother has no nemanus; the father does. Okay, v'yavol bishan emenus l'hachshir v'hayonira shekoshkein l'sol. Why? That's what we talked about the other night. Why? Stop. I guess if she's nemenes lahakel, so she should be. It should be nemen lahachmir. Lahakel is always harder to do than lahachmir. Lo, the lahachshir dvar toyer and a tzrichan law. He pushed. Don't be dinner lahavim as having mamzer because sounds of mutul. Gomu lovi bekol. I'm not even so sure, as many people here pointed out, that shtuki should be called a suffik mamzer, even on a deraisa level. Because mechitesi, the apostle, most people are kosher. So it's like sort of mechitesi, it's like a rove, maybe. But okay, a kaponim, even if it's a suffik, I'm not 100% sure why it has a din suffik, even. Why doesn't it say there's no reyusad? Maybe when you don't know, maybe there's an important yusod here, and I don't push it wrong. If you don't know who the father is, you can't say there's no reyusad. You can't say there's no. I'm telling you something very important. It took me 20 years to realize this. Rabbi Landesman still doesn't want to admit I'm right. If you know who the father is, if you have a labor-dicker guy in front of you, a live person, so you say, oh, we're not machzikin and reyosa, we'll name on his kosher. But if you don't have a guy here, he's just a person, someone was boiled up. So you don't know who it is, maybe he's possible. You can't say there's no reyosa when you don't have... It sounds funny, because... You don't know anything about the person. So why is he better than an unknown person? He is better. When you have a known person here, so he's here. So you say, okay, there's no reyuson. No one says he's posel. He's a nice Jew. He's sitting here, and he's a nice person. He seems like a nice guy. No one says he's posel. So he must be kosher. We don't say a reyuson. But when you don't know who the person is... Then it's a lum de shazach. You have to understand this. When you don't know who the person is, when there's no one here, so then you say, well, I don't know who the boy was. For all I know, he was apostle. Maybe he was apostle, meaning someone we know was apostle. Maybe he was apostle. You're not giving me anything to work with. I can't say there's no reyusa. I'm not working from anything. I'm working on base zero. Someone was boyola. Okay, so maybe someone was apostle. I think it's a subtle chilek, but it's very, very true. Okay, I use it in other cases, other scenarios where you have such a thing. That if something's in front of you, and it's real, you know, and you could tap into it, then you say, okay, so it has a cheskos kashrus. You know. But if something's not here, so then maybe it's possible. You don't know. If it would be here, we'd assign it a cheskos kashrus. Yeah, if we didn't know what it was, but maybe if it would be here, we'd know it's possible. So you have to say it's a suffix possible right now.
What would be that kol shekin? Why is that kol shekin?
Because it's easier to be machmir than to be makel.
Why is that machmir? Why is that makel?
Pasul is machmir. To pasul someone be love of a kol is to be machmir, and to be makel someone.
But it's machmir to say someone's kosher when he's not also.
No.
Maybe it's a man then, she's saying he's kosher.
Why is that? That's makel.
That's makel? That makes it a kol shekin?
If
either way,
the Shmaito doesn't say what the Koshkin is. The guy on the bottom learns this guy, and I think he's right. It's if she's Neman Lahokel Koshkin, she's Neman Mahachmir. Makes sense.
That's called Lahokel.
Don't spend too much time on it because it's not true. It's not Pesach. It happens not to be true at the end of the day. And that's what the Magid Mishnah explains. She's nemet to say he is a. She's nemet to say he's not a mamzer, because on the Diraisa level he's not a mamzer anyway. You know he's kosher. He's just midrabbana. So if she says he's okay, he's okay. But lahachmir, it's the other way around, right? She has no right to say he's posel. At the end of the day, it's not true to Kal Vachomer. So don't worry too much about it. The logic is quite. Logical, if you'll excuse the expression. If she's not malach, I'll call her, she's not malach. Anyway, this is a Magid Mishnah. Remember it. This is the Magid Mishnah sheet. The Magid Mishnah says she's not malach shevaloi lifsol. That's what the Rambam says. And the reason she's not malach shevaloi lifsol is because lahach shir, on a deraisa level, he's kosher anyway. So she's not malach shiro to take away the use of Dirabona. But lahachmir mechitesi, she could say he's a mechitesi. She should be nemu to puzzle someone. Lohi the lahachshud var toyre and the tzrichin law. We don't really need her. The medina lahavi el sofik mamz and sofik mamz and mutu gamal over bekol. El drabbonin gozer alav vehemina b'shol devrayhem. So they believed her. Tanias with the drabbonin. Avalifsal kivan the medina raisa. But the love of the kohol, the also the mamzeres vadois, the imhoyu mamin and oiso mam tirid mamzeres vados, hoyu makilim b'shel Torah, because he'd be muter to marry a mamzeres. Loi nosan Torah nemonos elala of. I don't know why you have to say that so much. I just say mechitesi, she's nemon, she has no nemonos. Okay, on the bottom, in a footnote, it's an important. He brings out from Chivas of Kiveger that the Magid Mishnah says that her nemonos to be machshir him. The Magid Mishnah says that the nemonos to be machshir him stems from the fact that he's kosher anyway on a deraisa level. So the Kiveger says that you see that the Magid Mishnah holds. It has a din of Dovisha Be'erva. To say his mutalavai b'kol, it has a din of Dovisha Be'erva, and it would need two Eidim. Otherwise, the reason is simple. He's an Eid Echad, Nema Bisurin. He's Nema Bisurin, but he's an Eid Echad, Nema Bisurin, Taka Lahok, and not Lahachmer. Usually, because it's a Chazkas Kashrus. Nobody here is on Chazaka. Anyway, I mean, maybe we should just maybe Kveger. It's a side point. If we want, maybe we'll learn the Kveger. I'll see. Anyway, that's the Magid Mishnah. The Avobi Shechaya Nemenes is a din that the Chaya, the one, the midwife, is nemet to say this kid's a mamzer, Maybe, what does she know?
Yeah, what does she know?
I think the case is maybe she's saying that the kids and moms, she knows who the father is. She knows who the father is. We're not talking about a chai in the hospital. They would go to the houses too, remember? She knows who the father is. She knows the kids and moms. She must know. I mean, she obviously is not saying that them. She knows the mother was Muzana. I don't know. She's probably not Nemo to say that.
Why not? What if the husband
I don't know. Why should a chai be Nemo to say that? I don't know. I would assume she's saying that she knows the father. She went to the house, she birthed the child, and the father's a mamzer, so the kid's a mamzer. She knows the father's a mamzer. I don't know, why should a chaya be more believed than anyone else to say that a lady was Muzana? Yeah, she knows who the kid is, so the mother's of a chaya, because she's around, she's the one that knows. Sometimes she's the only person that's around when the kid's born. He's going back why the lady herself is not never to say the kids are moms, but the chaya is. Because the lady is in the Mesa Masmi Rosha. Wait, she crave a light. Yep. She crave a light. But Zelbish of Gorlaim and Baitkin is Emo, you remember the Puzzle Nivalti. Well, who's Kiru Eloim, the Kosher Nivalti. So this is going to continue now the next few problems. So it is important to remember the Magen Mishnah that she didn't want to say the Kosher Nivalti, not the Posel Nivalti. And he gives his reason, and that's it. Okay. Do you have the MP3?